Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. My name is Martha Reddick, and I am your host. And this week, we are talking all about diaper bags and everything you need to know about diaper bags.
Your secret weapon.
And that is my guest talking right now. Her name is Katie Leinecke. She is a favorite of ours at Chronicles of Nannia. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much, Martha.
And Katie has done several episodes with us before, The Magic Box, Kindness, and Allergies. And she is back to talk about diaper bags, and we are so lucky to have her.
I'm lucky to be here. Thank you.
And Katie, just real quick, Let's give a little rundown of your background in nannying.
Yes, I've nannied for 5 years for families in the North Shore, and I really love it.
In Chicago.
Oh yeah, in Chicago too. It's hard to remember all the nannying I've done.
So much.
It's like going to war, but totally not like that at all. So I've nannied for 5 years in the city of Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. And I recently went back to school and earned a teaching certificate in early childhood education because I decided I'd really love to have a job when the children go to kindergarten. And now, actually, I still nanny for a family. Their child has gone to kindergarten. So I teach from 8 to 2, and I nanny house manage from 2 to 6.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long day.
Busy lady.
Of lots of children.
Yes. And then sometimes I come home still. And I hear, after 10 hours almost of working with kids, I'll hear the neighbor kids say something, and I think, kids are the best. And I know, that's how I know.
That's how you know.
I'm probably doing what I should be doing.
So. Yep. Yeah, we have Logan and I in our apartment building. There is a little girl who just lights up our life. She is so happy to see us every time, and the same way I come home for long days, and I'm like, oh, hi.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
It is. And just anyone that's super happy to see you, how could that be bad? Never.
Well, unless it's someone who wants to hurt you, Martha.
Okay, well, we're just not even
a serial killer, so
go to My Favorite Murder if you want that kind of talk. Not on Chronicles of Nannia. Great. So this week we are going to talk about diaper bags.
Yes.
And just offer some advice. Some of it is very intuitive. For example, the first thing that I wrote down when thinking of what you should have in a diaper bag was diapers.
Right.
Because that's very important. But, and also keeping that stock replenished.
Yes. You must always check that your staples are in there.
Because the staples, especially, are the things that are going to probably disappear first.
For sure.
Your diapers, your wet wipes, your hand sanitizer.
Right.
Things like that you're going to go through more quickly.
Right.
And also, in that same idea of diapers and wet wipes, some cream for children who might be higher risk diaper rash.
Yes, and Aquaphor is important too along those lines, which can be used when changing diapers for certain things, but also really great for cracking hands or if the child has like some sort of a cold under the nose can help keep it from chapping, which is a really handy tool. They make them in teeny tiny tubes or little those tiny containers of Vaseline are also great for that.
And they're adorable.
They're so cute.
I like buying them just because I like how cute they are. Those Vaseline tubs. So just to start right off the bat, yeah, diapers, wet wipes, hand sanitizer are all things mm-hmm. that should always be in your diaper bag because otherwise what's the point?
Right.
Also, most diaper bags that are sold for the specific use of diaper bags come with a little cleanable plastic squishy like plastic like a and mat. Foam mat
that you can lay out on surfaces to change the child on.
Yes, and then those are easily wiped down afterwards.
With like a Clorox. That would be another good thing to have in there is like a small pack of Clorox wipes if you are going to change them on a surface or anything or change them and wipe up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good to have along.
Yes. Yes, because even in like restrooms, the diaper changing stations, you don't know what happened there
for sure
before you got there. So
sad, scary place.
It is. Public restrooms are scary in a lot of ways, but that is one of them. And so just wiping down that surface beforehand
right.
is a really good idea. And yeah, having Clorox wipes.
Right.
But in a very different container from your wet wipes.
Yes.
So that in you a don't hurry,
Clorox
you don't.
The baby. Never Clorox the baby. They do not like that.
That is just some solid advice from Katie Meineke. Another suggestion, and this one is for when you start potty training, is to have post-it notes. Because once you start potty training, if you're in a public place and there is an automatic flushing toilet, if you put a post-it note in front of it, it won't flush on the child while they're on the toilet.
Genius.
Yeah, because
they hate that.
They hate that, and it can really set you back in potty training quite a bit.
There's a child I nanny for who she used to refuse to go to the bathroom in a public restroom if it had an automatic toilet.
Right.
She would refuse.
Because imagine, that's a very vulnerable position that you are in, and you're new to using a toilet. It's also taller than you're used to at home.
Children have issues with the noise of it.
Right.
Instead, they want to be prepared to cover their ears,
which
is hard to do if it's going to surprise you.
And you can't tell exactly. And some of them just flush
willy-nilly.
Sporadically. Yeah. But if you do put a post-it note in front of it, that will help.
That's genius, Martha.
And you look really cool to the kid because you're like, I'm going to do this. And and then you, instead of
She's
them
the
getting...
toilet whisperer.
I'm the toilet whisperer. Instead of them getting freaked out when that happens, then you end up discussing while they're sitting on the potty how automatic toilets work.
Mm.
And then you can dispel that for them for... if and when it does happen, when someone not as cool doesn't have post-it notes for
lame-os, them. Bunch of lame.
Yeah, then you can, they already know how it works. Because I think that's another issue. It's the noise, but it's also the surprise
sure.
not understanding
how
it works. Because their toilet at home never flushes without. And in fact, that's a big like reward system for, I use the potty, I get to flush the toilet. At least in kids that I've potty trained, that's been like a big reward.
Yeah.
Is they're like, I get to flush the toilet, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course you get to flush the toilet.
In fact, I would like it if you did.
Yeah. That would be great.
That would be so solid.
So yes, post-it notes. And then also post-it notes are just useful to have if you are out on a play date and you want like a number from another nanny that your two children are getting along really well.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that. So post-it note, never a bad idea.
Right.
And in that same idea, a pen.
Right.
Is good to have in your diaper bag as well to
also
write down.
Good if you want to cover the child in post-its for comedic effect.
Or really if good. The sun is in your size. No, that's too
you
far.
Just post it right over. Just, like,
oh, I was thinking the window, but over their eyes is even better. Perfect.
And you make sure you draw sunglasses on them.
Though. Oh my gosh. Oh, or draw little eyes. Give them animated eyes.
Kids love it. Then they're so cool.
Yeah. And then you take a picture of them. So show it to them after you take the post-it notes off. Otherwise, they won't be able to see it. Anyway, another really good idea is our plastic bags.
Yes.
One big, like, gallon size.
Ziploc. My friend, Ziploc. Because
yes.
Potty-covered clothes, you really want them to be sealed up in there. Or even vomit-covered clothes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or vomit.
Or mud. Oh, yeah, vomit. Yeah. I just had that idea recently. I got a call. I needed to pick up a child from school who had thrown up in their class. And when the child was telling me the story, the child was like, well, I threw up in my hands because I didn't want to throw up on the floor. So I tried to catch it. Which, as
bless that little
many adults
heart.
Listening have experienced, you cannot. There is no catching with your hands because we have fingers and not bowls for hands.
Right.
But I was like, ooh, that would be a good thing. I knew we were doing this diaper bag talk. And I thought that would be a really great thing to add on there. Maybe a couple of gallon sized Ziplocs.
She texted me about it because that's how we live our lives.
Yeah.
We think about this stuff all the time.
And furthermore, children love to collect treasure. I'm sure you've experienced it. Like bottle caps at the park or a piece of trash, and it's their treasure, and you better not throw it away.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. And so having a Ziploc, because you might not really want to hold on to that piece of trash, but having their treasure bag might be helpful. To have a few Ziplocs and a Sharpie in that bag would be great, so you can label it.
Yes, that's a great, great idea. And then also, I have found having one small Ziploc bag that is really helpful, especially during the summer months when you never know when you're going to end up at a park with water play. You can toss your phone in there and you can still operate your phone through that. A touchscreen will work through the bag, but then your phone is protected, which I just have year-round a water drop-proof case on my phone because I've lost too many a phone to a two-year-old.
Yes. You just can't be attached to your stuff. If you're going to be a nanny, you can't wear anything you love more than you love the children.
Exactly. Yeah. And I never do, but I also want to be prepared for, because
new phones are expensive.
New phones are expensive. And then also for me, when I started nannying, it was a lot of kids with allergies. Yeah. So my
phone 911
was potentially literally a lifeline.
Yeah.
And so that was the issue. I was like, if this gets destroyed, and then an allergy happens, we would be in bad shape.
So dangerous.
And so, so putting it in that small plastic bag is just a really quick, easy way to help prevent that.
Right.
So, one big plastic bag, one small. And those also be sure to check and make sure, because if you do fill them up with treasure... then
replenish. Yes, my friends.
So you can gather more treasure. And then also toys or little, like the little books.
Yeah.
Especially for younger kids, just having a couple little toys in there, a couple little books for when you do have to wait. If you go out to eat, that's a really handy thing.
Yes. Fidget toys in particular, anything that they can move around with that will help them wait, is really important to have on hand, because you never know, like you mentioned earlier, you're never going to be sure that a line won't pop up suddenly.
Right.
And then you'll have maybe two, maybe three, maybe four children forced to wait, which is, as many of you know, children aren't made to wait. It's not a very delightful experience for anyone, especially you as the adult, because you A, feel bad and guilty, and B, you're listening to them whine and complain, and when they're bored, they are looking for trouble.
Yes. And you are probably, if you're having to wait, also having to pay attention to the line, whatever you're waiting for. And so your attention is divided, and then they're looking for trouble, and trouble finds you.
Yes.
Every time. And then also coloring is also a really good thing to keep in there. Mm-hmm. And I have one time a mom texted me, I got you a doctor's appointment for this child at this time. And it was like an hour she texted me.
Surprise.
Yeah. We like snuck in. The doctor like fit us in, which was very kind of the doctor. Yeah. But I was like, oh, I did not prepare because I didn't know. And so, but an hour was enough time that we could swing by a Target.
Yeah.
And so we got a little coloring book and that saved us because also the doctor was fitting us in. So we were waiting in the room for a long time.
Yeah.
Because they were with other patients who had scheduled earlier.
Who actually had appointments before.
Yeah. But if I had already had those things in the diaper bag.
Right.
Then it would have been fine.
Right.
But at that point I didn't. So that's a good thing to think about. Lesson learned. Yeah, exactly. Another thing to really always have, but especially if rain is predicted, is an umbrella.
Yes, and a bag to put your wet umbrella in. Yes. I cannot tell you how many times I've forgotten that and carried around a wet umbrella like through the library. Everyone's dream come true.
Right.
If you could have if they make umbrella bags for your, if you have a large one, that would even be great. But most of us have those small ones that fit inside another bag because who are we kidding? We're nannies and we have a billion things to carry and have to hold the hands of small children while we're crossing streets and sidewalks. And it's really important to have as many hands as possible to keep them safe. So if you could have a bag, even just like the ones you get at the grocery store, just so it doesn't soak everything else in your bag. So game changing.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes, and a grocery store bag is actually another good thing. It's not necessarily good for like pee soaked clothing that
definitely
you want the Ziploc, but for like an umbrella or something like that, it's a good resource.
And just one more time, plastic bags like you wouldn't believe in there, because who hasn't ended a play date early because either you have a change of clothes or maybe you don't have a complete change of clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, we can't stay because you have this on your skin and I don't want you to get a rash because that's painful. So we have to go, which makes everyone's day much worse. The children are upset. You're bummed out. They were having a good time. Bring plastic bags. Bring a change of clothes.
Yes.
Maybe two. Who knows?
Yeah, and a good point with the full change of clothes, making sure, because I have been surprised by how did you get it on your shoulder?
Yes.
Like, how did that even happen?
Well, even some children, too. I've been with children before who even water on their sleeve made them want to change.
Yes.
Because it's a sensory experience. We all have different thresholds of what we find acceptable against our skin.
Mm-hmm.
And this child could not get on with his day with a wet sleeve.
Yes.
So just A, preventing it, and B, having a change in case it does happen without your foresight.
Mm-hmm. Or if you get caught in a rainstorm because you didn't have your umbrella.
Yeah. Which if you had listened to this podcast, wouldn't be an issue.
Exactly.
Ponchos.
Ponchos. Oh my gosh. That's another great idea. Ponchos.
Excellent. We didn't even put that on the list.
We didn't, but we're just thinking of it in the moment.
Genius.
So change of clothes for any and all of the children.
Yes.
Sometimes if the kids are close enough in age, sometimes I'll put stuff that will definitely fit the older one and then will do for the younger one.
Yeah.
And so then it's a little bit less in my bag.
Yes, because we're all bag ladies.
Yes. I can pack a bag full. My purse can attest to that.
Yeah.
And then also socks for everyone.
Yourself included.
Yeah. Because a lot of play places require that you wear socks. And in the summer, you're wearing your flip-flops. Your feet are out and free. You got your manicure done.
Yes.
But uh-oh. You go to a play place and you can't get in because, or you have to buy their like $5 socks.
I have many pinstripes bowling socks.
Yes.
Because the children, I think, I'm not going to bowl. And the children are like, please, Katie, bowl with us. Yes.
And how do you say no to that?
Yeah. So I have many pairs of pinstripe bowling socks.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very important to have socks. And also, if you think about it, even a change of shoes, if possible, if they're, I mean, for the children mostly, because you just suck it up as an adult.
Right.
But sometimes, I mean, they step in puddles. It's also mm-hmm. good to remind them, though, if you don't, that's okay, too, just to tell them before, if you step in that puddle, I do not have a change of shoes for you.
Right.
So your shoes will be wet and your feet might be uncomfortable, but it's your choice.
Right. You can choose whatever you'd like.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, back to phones being important, phone charger.
Yeah.
I find just tossing one of those in there just saves me a lot of worry about, is my phone going to die? Because sometimes you're out and you're like taking pictures of the kids and then your battery is zapped. Yeah. Or in some play places, it's not
searching for service.
Yeah, it's searching for service. And
looking at you, Exploratorium.
Yes, we are looking at you, Exploratorium. though it is, and it's also a Pokestop, which the kids that are really into, like, that's a reward system now of, like, you can try to catch a Pokemon if you do whatever.
Yeah.
And so, so that will drain your battery
and
right
out. You
do
have to catch them all. So you're really busy. It takes a lot of battery to do that.
It does. And most kids are not great at catching them. Though some are better than I am, which...
Really?
Then, oh, yes. But they're older. They're, like, far into elementary school. But, yes. And so, your phone charger, just because that's a lightweight, easy thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of play places actually have phone chargers if you ask.
Interesting. For them. I've never asked before.
Mm-hmm. But don't count on that.
Yeah.
Just have it in there.
Yeah.
A lot of bars definitely do, but that is not some place that you're going to go with children. But just for out and about, a lot of bars will have phone chargers.
The baby bar.
Yeah.
The baby stay out. Or whatever that film was. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 men and a baby. That's different. also, water bottles, which, depending on where I'm going, sometimes I just have the bottle without filling it up because I know that there's good, clean water where we're going. And so instead of adding the
more weight,
I just have the bottle.
Yeah.
Or I'll fill it up a little. So like in the car ride, they can have a little. And then when we get to our destination, I'll fill it up all the way.
Yeah.
And then dump most of it back out.
Oh, that's so smart. I've never done that before. I always go with full water bottles.
Yeah. And it depends because sometimes that has bitten me in the butt sometimes of me thinking that there was going to be water.
Right.
And it hasn't. But now I just keep it to places that I know.
Right.
And like the parks will have water, but only during the summer months.
Right.
So if we're going to a park, though, I always take water and usually put ice in it.
Yeah.
Because ice water's nice.
Yeah, and it's gonna warm up real quick.
Yeah, exactly. And then first aid, like a basic first aid kit with Band-Aids for sure, antiseptic wipes.
Right.
Maybe a wrap. If there's like a sprain or something that happens, because that's pretty lightweight and easy. But definitely Band-Aids.
Yes. Also, if you can get some of the cold packs where they turn cold, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if the child needs an EpiPen, you must bring them.
Yes.
Or if you need an EpiPen, you must bring them because you're no help to the child if you're unconscious on the ground.
It's true.
So anything that you need for your own personal care or the children need in particular is really important to bring.
Yes. And for as far as EpiPens go, parks, there are a lot of bees. And some children don't know that they're allergic. But if they're allergic to other things like nuts and stuff, their risk of being allergic to bee stings is a lot higher, statistically speaking.
Right.
And so making sure, like, even if you're like, oh, there's no way that we're going to run into nuts, which you should never think.
Because they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Waiting, lurking around corners to find you.
Now I'm just seeing like a nut.
Evil nuts. Yeah.
And like a little robber's mask.
A bandit nut,
a
if you will.
A bandit mask. But yeah, I even if you think for whatever reason, I don't think we'll run into any allergens, right. A bee sting.
Right.
And they might not know that they're allergic to bees.
And anything that's specific to your family, too, if you work with a child who has diabetes, mm-hmm. it's important to bring insulin. It's important to bring all the things
the
you might need.
Testing strips.
Yeah, exactly. And snacks that are appropriate for raising your blood sugar when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really... You need to think ahead for your specific family and see what is necessary.
Right. And then for every child, snacks is a great
idea. And for every nanny, snacks. And because it makes you a better nanny.
It really does.
I'm so much nicer with snacks.
Me too. I almost took a picture the other day. I will next time I do it, but I carry around just a little baggie of Goldfish sometimes for when I'm in a bad mood. Goldfish just make everything better.
I found, because I work very long days, I work, I used to work 7:30 to 6:30, and now I work like 8 to 6 or 6:30, which is like slightly less, but still long.
Right.
And I found, because they eat dinner, they sort of get home and eat dinner, and I have to commute home during that dinner time, and I am the hungriest, crankiest, if I don't have a snack. So I've learned that I need a snack on the way home from work before I eat dinner, or I will be the crankiest driver ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that I just bring like a nut bar with me. So that's something to keep in your own car for your own well-being and knowing what you need to help you be the best nanny you can be.
Yes. Yeah. And I definitely will pack myself a snack.
Oh, for sure.
When I pack them snacks, because I find that it helps me be the best nanny I can.
Yeah.
Because self-care is important too.
It's so important.
And then... Yeah, with snacks, perishable snacks that you're going to eat right then, your fruits and your veggies, but then also just always keeping some of those non-perishables like granola bars.
Just in case you've forgotten or you run out.
Or if there aren't allergies, nut bars, things like that are really great to just
also
have on hand.
I know many families who keep bribery items in the bag as necessary, fruit snacks, dum-dum lollipops, just in case you need it. I'm not supporting bribery here, but it's nice to know you have it if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if something happens and it seems like the appropriate moment to share a dum-dum lollipop with the child, you have one available to you.
Yes. Or like if you go by the bank and then the bank doesn't have any.
Yes, that's tragic for the children. They
it
get
really
upset.
They do. And so then you can be like, well, the bank didn't.
The good news is.
I did. And then you can be superhero to them.
Yeah. Which you probably are anyways, to be quite honest.
But, and especially superhero in that moment.
Yeah.
And then I would love for you to tell your wet wipe fact.
Yes.
We talked about it on the allergy episode, but in case you haven't had time to listen to that episode yet.
If you haven't listened to the allergy episode, first of all, you should.
Because it's great and very important.
Secondly, when I was working for a family who had pretty severe allergies, I was so curious about what to do and how to protect the children. And the mom mentioned to me that hand sanitizer is actually really terrible for allergies. It exacerbates them by just spreading the allergen around to the other parts of your hand. And it makes it more likely that the child will have a reaction to the allergen.
Mm.
And if you need to rid yourself of an allergen, you should A, try to wash your hands with soap and water. And if that's not available to you, wet ones actually do the trick because they take away the allergen, unlike hand sanitizer, which just spreads it out.
Right. Yeah. And I'm interested in the chemistry, but that's a different podcast behind that, like the binding, what's happening on a chemical level. But like I said, that's a different podcast. And then those are the things that you should always keep in your diaper bag.
I'm going to make a slight addition to that too. I made a mental note. Money. Yes. A $20 bill. Yes. An emergency 20 is great because sometimes you go someplace and they're like, oh, actually the zoo has special event parking today and parking, your membership doesn't work and it's $40.
Right.
And so having that extra money, can you tell that that's happened to me once before?
I can.
Those exact things. And I was like, oh, that's fine. We have that. And your membership passes. Usually you get two cards mm-hmm. anyways, keeping one always in the diaper bag so that you can take it as the nanny and the mom and dad have one of their own and you don't even need to continually annoy them for the cards to the Botanic right. Gardens or the Exploratorium or Jump Zone, wherever and, it is you go,
right.
library.
And also those passes, especially if they're a museum, mm-hmm. work at a lot of different museums for like yes. 50% off.
Yes.
So even if you're not planning on going to that museum,
keep it and
present it
yeah.
because they're not going to ask you,
yes.
are you a member of any museum?
Yes.
They, why should they?
Yeah.
But it will give you a lot of places a right. 50% discount, which
right.
is huge.
I will also add to any medical cards you need.
Yes.
I always ask for a copy of their insurance card, mm-hmm. even if it's just a photocopied piece of paper, because if anything were to happen, you would have that available, which is excellent. Emergency cards. If there's an allergy action plan,
yes.
go listen to our allergy one. you would want to have that with you
yes.
so you know what to do. If even a list of laminated important people's numbers, doctor, dentist, in case all their teeth get knocked out, bowling.
Right.
You know, it's important to have just as much as you possibly can with as little burdensome weight as possible to be able to feel comfortable yourself and to help the children however you can to help them have a successful day.
Yeah, yeah. And paper is like the least heavy thing that we've mentioned. So
except
having
for
that.
If you add all the paper up, it turns into a tree.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I learned that while moving, packing books in. You don't want to pack only books in one box.
Right.
That's,
but tiny business cards, I think, will be okay.
Yes, it will be.
Great. So those are things that you should always have in your diaper bag.
Mm-hmm.
And year round. However, then there's seasonal stuff.
Right.
For example, in the spring, keeping that poncho that we mentioned
right.
earlier, that's like especially key in the spring,
right.
would be good. If you are going to have that change of shoes, I would say the spring is kind of like the season.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give up that
so
real
much.
Estate. Yeah. And puddles are fun to jump in.
Yes, they are.
And then sunscreen, because the spring is when you start going back outside
yes.
and start being in the sun more and the sun is out more.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not raining, it's very sunny.
Yes.
And
I would also
delightful.
Add bug spray if the family allows it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really spring. Since there is all that rain, mosquitoes are breeding and they're starting mm-hmm. to come out because they breed in water.
Right.
So it's really important to have that because you never quite know when they're going to attack you
yeah
for lack of a better term, but being able to have that available to you in case the bugs are bad wherever you are would be really helpful.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really all I had for spring. Did you have any?
That's what I can think of right
okay,
now.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. For summer, we're just gonna add on to that, so definitely have that sunscreen for sure. And probably in the summer, go ahead and add on the face stick.
Yes,
for sunscreen. That's
game
so
changer
helpful.
Another game changer.
Yes,
if you can do anything where they apply their own sunscreen,
it's great.
It's the best.
It changes your whole life.
Yes.
And then at least one towel, if not multiple towels.
Oh, I just thought of something for the spring that I didn't think of before until you just said that.
Yeah.
So microfiber cloths for cleaning your car. Excellent slide wipers. When it's rainy out, if you're going to a park, sometimes the equipment is wet.
Yeah.
And you wipe down like the swings or the slides or the monkey bars. And those don't actually hold the water, which is kind of spectacular.
Yeah.
Which is why they use them to dry off cars. But that's an excellent, they're small too. They're like
yeah.
maybe like 9 inches by 9 inches.
And pretty inexpensive.
Yes. And they can fit easily inside. You can trade them out. And they're pretty durable. They can take a lot of dirt. So that's a great thing to have in the spring with all the rain. Sorry,
that's
go
a
ahead.
Great
back
idea.
To summer
no.
with the towels, Martha. Back
yeah.
to you.
But and keeping those around for the summer too, I think
yeah,
would be
yeah.
very helpful. And then I also sometimes like to toss in some like water guns.
You're such
empty.
A brave lady.
I know.
Only if you have a change of clothes.
I usually do. Or yeah. I wear dresses yeah. that I know are quick dry.
Yeah.
And then flip flops. And then I'm yes. like, I'm good to go.
Sometimes do the swimsuits for the children because yes. you go to a lot of parks and they have like splash parks or a spray ground is what some people call mm-hmm. them. And you never know. And it's always a super bummer to the kids and to you
yeah.
when you can't let them play in it because we all know they want to get in that water.
Right.
So being prepared to allow them is really pleasant for everyone.
Yes. And just, yeah, tossing in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then baby powder.
Yes. That's a really magical trick that someone taught me. My first year of nannying, I don't know if you know this, Martha.
I don't. I'm learning with
it's
you all.
It's the best. Do you go to the beach with the children ever?
Yes.
Okay. So you know what a nightmare it is to remove sand from a small child
yes.
or anyone, but especially a small child.
Yes.
So the
because they don't care until they really care.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So the thing is wet sand is impossible to get off. And it just feels like you're rubbing sandpaper into the child.
Mm-hmm.
If you dry out the sand, it brushes away. And what removes water vapor and things like that? But baby powder. So you sprinkle baby powder. It's like magic, my friends. You sprinkle baby powder on the wet sand areas, like their legs and hands. Who are we kidding? They're covered in sand. And so you just sprinkle baby powder all over them. And it literally brushes right off. It is incredible.
That's
I could great. Not believe it. It feels like magic.
Yeah.
You should definitely try it. It's amazing.
Game changer.
It makes it so, that's my like catchphrase.
Yeah. But it is. Like that is literally a game changer.
It's so fantastic.
Because you can play more games.
And
on the beach.
Because you're spending less time taking the sand off.
Yeah.
But also it's great to not have that sand in your car if you're somebody like me who tries to maintain order in their car. It's so nice to not vacuum it every week
yeah.
to get the sand out. You could just vacuum it once a month. And that's right. really special for you as the nanny. Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's
advice.
Amazing. I cannot yeah. preach it enough.
Yeah. And then also just like some water toys.
Right.
Or like sandbox toys,
right.
I think in the summer are really handy.
Yeah.
Because I have experienced before heading to a park with a sandbox, not even thinking about it, and then other children have brought their sand toys
right.
and then you're getting into the territory of will this child share? I don't know this child.
Yeah.
Asking them to share could lead to
yeah.
whatever. Whereas if we just bring our own, then
yeah.
we can share and
yeah.
set that great example.
Yeah, exactly.
For everyone else.
Yeah. Also if you our imaginary diaper bag is getting very full.
It is.
But if you can, I recommend / if the child you nanny for will allow it, some kind of sun hat that folds up because those can fold up really small and you never quite know when you're going to run out of sunscreen. You might have an idea, but sometimes it surprises you,
yes.
which is why it's so important to check and always bring a backup if you think you might run out,
mm-hmm.
says the nanny who once got a wicked sunburn because we ran out of sunscreen at the beach. And I obviously put it on the child and it hurt to wear clothes, to sleep in my bed, to take a shower. It was ridiculous. So having things to provide for yourself and also just in case
yeah.
you run out, it's wouldn't you rather be safe than sorry?
Yes. Katie
speaking
says.
Speaking from someone who is sorry.
Of experience in her voice.
Yeah, it was really painful.
Great. So that's all I can think of for summer.
Yep.
And then fall, I didn't really have much. A light jacket. Checking on that umbrella again, I think is
yeah
key.
And maybe even depending on where you live in the nation, maybe even mittens or a hat, which is more winter feeling, but you never quite know. Sometimes you go out and it's like beautiful and then in like 2 hours you're freezing
yes.
or in the shade you're cold or in the sun you're hot. And especially here in Chicago, we wake up and we're like, it's so cold. We're wearing sweaters. And then by noon, we're like dying of heat stroke.
Yeah. So it's literally happened to me today.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird one today.
It was.
Yeah.
I was like in my really furry boots this morning.
Yeah.
Like my UGG knockoffs. And then this afternoon, I really regretted that choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been there.
Yeah. But yeah. So those are fall. I can't really think of much else.
Yeah.
And then winter, just a hat, mittens. I have found having one of my scarves or an adult size scarf because it can almost become a blanket.
Yeah.
To a child, or you can wrap it around like more of their body than just their neck.
Yeah.
Is helpful.
I would add to, I don't know, it depends on the family and how comfortable they feel, but most children are able to say, this is too warm for me.
Right.
Hot hands, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but you sort of like the opposite of the cold pack, you like, I don't know, mush them around.
Yeah, and once they get oxygenized.
Yes, and they start to feel the heat and they warm up. That's really great, not just for if you're playing outside, because that does help too.
Right.
But also if you are stranded on the side of the road.
Yes.
And speaking from someone who's had car trouble with children, it's a really scary feeling, especially in the winter in Chicago where there's negative 50 degrees.
Right.
Not that day in particular, but it was that kind of winter. And having, this isn't your nanny bag, but or your diaper bag, but having a blanket in the trunk of your car so you can be prepared for should, not disaster, but annoyance,
right,
and inconvenience strike, which it often does.
Yes.
Making sure that the children are safe so they can be warm enough if something were to happen and you were to not be able to leave said area.
Right. That's a great idea. And then a blanket also to have in your car also works for picnics in the summer.
It so does. That's what we picnic on, Martha, all the time is my emergency blanket.
We do. Yeah. And that's wonderful.
Because in an emergency, you don't care if there's dirt on it.
No, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think even not an emergency would I really care, as long as it's not in my bed.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so that is a pretty extensive rundown of what to have in your diaper bag that you're carrying around with you all the time.
I'm
going to
add one more thing for summer that I'm thinking of right now. Afterbite.
Ooh,
I don't know if
yes.
you know what that is, my friends listening. Clearly Martha does.
Yes.
It is a little tube that you can put on a topical application for a bug bite, and it helps to stop the itching. And I'm not sure if it's placebo. I'm sure there's real science to it, but it is magical for children too.
And alcohol wipes actually will do a similar thing if you don't have afterbite.
Yeah.
I've also heard that rubbing a banana on it is helpful, but
I've heard salt water before
too.
I don't
buy it. I haven't tried
it. Martha's a skeptic.
I am. But I have personally felt the effects of alcohol, like a little alcohol wipe on it. So
you become like the neighborhood savior if you have afterbite, because children are like, it's so itchy, do you have that thing you put on Steve's bite? And you're like, yes I do. Yeah. And their
Here
parents are like, thank you.
Yeah. And
I
it's
can't
good
listen
for
to
you
one more.
As a nanny
yeah.
too, because yeah. I hate getting itchy.
Yeah.
So oh, that's another good thing, Benadryl.
Oh,
just
yeah,
toss Benadryl in that first aid kit, have a couple Benadryls, because if like a rash from rolling around in grass pops up, that's easy to give a children's Benadryl and just move on with your day.
Yeah.
And then they'll nap. So good. But never give it for
drug a good nap. Those kids. Drug them up.
Never do that.
Here at Chronicles of Nania.
I have done that to myself, but I would never do it to a child. I have been like, oh, should I take a Benadryl? Yes, I should, because I want an afternoon nap. Great. But so those are the things to carry around with you. But there are also things to have in your car.
Yes.
For like a nanny bag.
Yes.
To have so that if the plan for the day changes, as it so often does when you show up and the parents are like, oh, I told him you would take him to a water park today.
Yes.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. I am queen of the nanny bag. I invented it after I got that horrible sunburn.
Yes.
I was like, I will never not have enough sunscreen again. Mm-hmm. So I bought a pouch to keep in my car, and I keep in it sunscreen, bug spray, after bite. I keep wet ones. I keep hand sanitizer. I keep Lysol spray. I kept for a while a nail clipper, which is handy.
That is.
Yeah, because I get annoyed when my nails start to break. I have kept in the trunk of my car socks, a sundress, flip-flops, because sometimes your shoes break.
Yeah.
And if you're like me who works for 10 hours a day, sometimes you can't go home.
Right.
A sundress, a towel of my own, a full change of clothes for myself too, because again, no one warns you that they're going to throw up on you. And right. if you're with really little ones, for a long time, I was doing the patchwork quilt job situation where I had like four different families I nanny for.
Right.
And I was going from house to house, sometimes two families in a day. Sometimes I was up at 7 nannying and then I'd nanny till 2 and then I'd go from 2 to 10 at a different house. And you want to be taken care of. So mm-hmm. you're like, if somebody vomits on you or you're wearing spit up carrots.
Right.
Even if you have something afterwards, even if you get off work at a normal time, maybe you don't want to wear, you know, pears and peas to your right. rehearsal or to your date that night. So make sure you have a change of clothes. You sort of become a bag lady,
yeah.
but it's, to me, it's worth it. I need snacks. I need water or I'm a little grumpy Gus.
Yes.
What else do I keep in my
hand? And if you don't have a car or you don't drive your car with children,
yeah,
a lot of families that I have nannied for have offered this and I have started asking if there is a little space in their house
yeah.
that you can keep oh, yeah. some of your things.
I do that too. I the family I nannied for previously for 60 hours a week, I asked because I have terrible feet from dancing ballet for years and then running. And so I have feet that need support of shoes or house slippers. And so I asked them, you know, can I keep slippers here? Is that okay with you? And like salad dressing, which is like, just so I don't have to tote it back and forth every day because
right.
it's so annoying to pack. And they were like, of course you can keep whatever you want here. I always ask, but many families
yes.
are very, very open. I think it's, if you even get a drawer, you know, that's really special to
yeah.
be able to keep your stuff because they know that you're basically, that's your home away from home, honestly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm there more than I'm at my own home in a week.
For sure.
Especially conscious waking hours.
Yes.
And they want you to be comfortable because they think your job's really important because you're mm-hmm. taking care of something that's the most precious to them. And
right.
Being able to make sure you're happy doing it is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a family give me a drawer in their fridge.
Oh.
Which I was like, that's prime real estate.
Yeah.
But they were like, we keep eating your food because we think our spouse bought it. And so we want you to have a safe space for your
food. A safe space. This is a safe space for your salami.
Yeah. Because they took down a bag of cherries, which is expensive. And then they realized their mistake and were so appalled. And they bought me a new bag of cherries.
That's really sweet.
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
And then to fix that problem.
Yeah.
They gave me a whole drawer and I love it. So yeah, having just things for you
yeah.
to be able to do anything. Those socks, again, I carry around socks for me in the diaper bag.
Yeah.
But if your diaper bag is overflowing because you yeah. actually put everything that we just told you to put into it and you don't have room for a pair of
yeah.
your socks, having them in that nanny
yeah.
bag is key.
Also, deodorant is great for you.
Yes.
There are, I mean, you never know what you're going to be doing. You often get surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But deodorant, I used to keep it in my nanny bag. I haven't had it in a while. And just the other day, I was like, oh, man, deodorant would have been a great choice.
Yes.
Just to like, I need to buy an extra to keep it with me in my car just in case you go to the pool and like it's all of a sudden hot out and you're sweaty and like nobody wants to be gross.
Yeah.
So making sure that you can feel comfortable and confident in your day-to-day life.
Yeah. I also because I'm a nerd. I have a book in my nanny bag.
Yeah.
And it's one that it's Ender's Game usually, because it's a book that I've read before.
Right.
But if I am told, oh, today you're going to take them to soccer practice and just sit on the bench. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. an hour that you're sitting on a bench and you can watch them, but it gets old.
Right.
Or swim practice.
Or what if they have a play date and nobody cares you're in the house? Like the children sometimes they desperately want you to play, but sometimes they're like, see ya. Oh, were you here? I did not notice.
Right. And then the other nanny's like, oh, can I catch up on all these things while they're distracted?
Right. And you might, maybe you're doing your own stuff around the house for them, but also sometimes you're already done with that.
Right.
Because they've been at school and you finished all the errands and you're like, oh, now I have like literally nothing to do.
Yeah.
So that would be nice.
Yeah. And just, a book that's easy to get in and out of, I have found. And paperback is best because it's easy to tote around.
Yeah. I love floss.
Ooh.
Floss is important to me in my day-to-day life. I love
it. That's a good tip.
Yeah. And I would carry around a toothbrush and toothpaste if I had the emotional wherewithal to do so. But floss is in my purse and in my car console because that's how deeply I care about floss.
And gum.
Yeah. Also, did we add tissues to the list? Tissues are really important in a diaper bag.
Yes.
And if napkins. You can carry a box, for sure. But if not, those little foldy packs are great.
Yes.
Napkins. That's also in my nanny bag, is tissues. I would also say paper towels are great for cleaning up messes that you might make in a public space.
Right. Yeah. And if they don't have paper towels in that public space.
Yes. Oh, and it's like, why?
Right. But then you can be a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
make sure you put your cape in your diaper bag.
Yes. Your
super nanny
bejeweled cape.
Which Martha will make if you write in and send her a question.
Oh my gosh. I will. Maybe that'll be a prize if I ever do any sort of fundraising. Well, great. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And we were worried about how long this episode was going to be.
Yeah, we were like, we don't know what we have to talk about.
It's 50 minutes.
Wow, so good for us. Also, I would say too, we talked briefly about this before, the vessel of the nanny bag is really, or the diaper bag is really important. I find I am most happy. I've done all of them. I've done just every shape and size you can imagine because you take what the family has.
Right.
My favorites are the backpacks. They hold so much. You just jam stuff in there. It's like Mary Poppins bag.
Yes.
Which is truly amazing.
Or Hermione's bag.
Yeah. And the weight placement is nice on your shoulders so you're not like lopsided. And then if you can carry a little clutch purse, like just keep one inside of, even if you have a big like purse of your own, keep the purse in their house, take the important stuff out, your phone, your credit cards, your whatever you need.
Driver's license.
Your lip gloss. Yeah, that's what you're so fancy. Driver's license is important as well.
Yeah.
And then drop that in the bag so you're not dragging around your stuff.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily. And that's really helpful. I love the backpack. I cannot talk positively enough about the backpack. And they usually have like two little containers for the water bottles on the side, and you can just sort of reach. You don't even have to take the backpack off if you have enough range of motion in
That's
your shoulders.
Awesome.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Or if they have outgrown actual diaper bag and you're like just going to the park.
Right.
I rock a mean fanny pack when we go to the park, and you can fit a lot into a fanny pack. Especially if you get like the rock climbing fanny packs. They're awesome.
I'm gonna have to see that after this episode.
Oh, I know exactly where it is.
As a teacher, we're constantly like, I need more pockets.
Yeah, no, as when I run a summer camp, I was known for my fanny pack because I had it on me at all times.
That's awesome.
And it was wonderful. I've
just
also
like you,
seen
Martha.
Teachers, now we're just this, I'm not going to include this. I've also seen teachers use waitressing aprons.
Yes, I suggested that the other day. Yeah. I was like, it would be great to have just like the half apron with the pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen that used to great success.
Or like a tool belt would be super awesome.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's actually what my fanny pack became.
Yeah, was like, I bet.
Bam.
Yeah.
Anyway, So if you have any suggestions of things that you feel like we left out,
please tell us. We need to know.
Please tell us. I would love to do a corrections corner on this show. If you think of something, or if you want, if you have like the best organized diaper bag
ever,
send a picture. I would love to post that.
Yes.
And send it to Chronicles of Nania, Nania spelled N-A-N-N-Y-A, at gmail.com. And I will get those and they will make me so happy.
We all want Martha to be happy, don't we?
Yes,
I know I do. So send in your pictures.
Send in your pictures. And now it is time for a little story. And this week I brought one. Because it happened this week and it just made me laugh. It made me giggle. So the younger child that I nanny for, he is three, and he has been very into exploring characters.
Right.
Of what does a pirate say, you know? And so we'll do like, "Arr, matey," and
right.
we'll talk
right.
like pirates for yeah. a little while. And what does a witch say and things like that. Well, the other day he was wearing a Batman shirt and he looked down and then he goes, "Marfa, what does Batman say?" And without hesitation, without even thinking, I said, "I'm not wearing hockey pads," which is from The Dark Knight and is something that my friends and I quote at each other all the time. And then I realized that
this is a child.
This is a child
who has not seen Dark Knight
and is not appropriate. And so, I mean, that quote in and of itself was appropriate
enough. He doesn't understand
it. Yeah. And I kind of explained what it meant of a lot of people were pretending to be Batman and he doesn't need hockey pads to make himself bulky. He is bulky because he's got lots of muscles.
Because he's Batman.
He's
so cool.
But I then also told his mother if he said, "I'm not wearing hockey pads," that he was pretending to be Batman. And she liked it very much and
That's
laughed.
So funny.
So
yeah.
I offended no one. But
except for Batman.
No, because that's a direct quote from him.
But you might be wearing hockey pads if you're pretending to be Batman.
Oh, that's true.
So,
But that is the quote for this week. And thank you, Katie, for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for listening. See you next week.
The Chronicles of Nania is produced by Martha Reddick and Logan Nielsen. Artwork and logo by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.